Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, September 11th. Bob Rankin, Republican of Carbondale, represents Colorado's 57th district in the State House. He dropped by the KDNK studio last week. In this clip, he talks to KDNK's Amy Haddon Marsh about the previous session and how the abuse scandals impacted his work.
How do you feel about the last session and some of the successes or not successes that happened?
Well, I think it was actually a good session. It was certainly chaotic from time to time. we actually had extra money to spend, and as a member of the Joint Budget Committee, it was a great year. Although, I'll have to say the work on the Joint Budget Committee is actually harder when you have a lot of money, because the lobbyists and advocates and constituents smell money in the water and line up. So it was a hard year from just a work perspective, but we got a lot done. We put money into the PIRA system, which desperately needed it. We started to fund transportation like we should have. We put a lot more money into K-12 education, so it felt good at the end of the year.
And how did all of the scandals impact your ability to work?
They took up a lot of time. I mean, from my perspective, I just wanted to go back across the street and look at my spreadsheets. But it was emotional, and it was traumatic, and it was difficult, and to a large extent, it needed to be done. We needed to update our rules and our process. I was concerned about the process.
What do you mean?
I mean, both the accused and the accuser need to be engaged in a process that's fair to both sides. It doesn't violate the rights of people to due process. Over the summer, we've had a committee working on it. We're rewriting those rules. I think we'll be a lot better off when these issues come up in the future. But it was very emotional, very hard on a lot of people, and took up so much time. You know, as a budget guy, I really am sitting there thinking about how do we fund education, and I'm listening to people at the well for hours dumping their deepest feelings, and so it was hard for me.
Well, when do you think those rules will be completed?
I think we have to have a new set of process and rules this coming year.
And here is part two of a report from last Saturday's Rise for Climate Action at the Paonia Town Park. KDNK's Raleigh Burley spoke with organizers and participants at the event.
Beyond the lease sale, citizens offered other ideas for a more sustainable relationship with the environment.
What's your name?
Danielle Carre.
Okay, and what are people doing here, Danielle?
The first station there is they're writing to our county commissioners and asking them to have a more comprehensive plan to mitigate climate or CO2 emissions in the air. And then this station is how you can address climate change personally.
Cool. Could we read some of them together for the radio here?
Sure.
So I see one that says, ride bicycles for all local trips.
Yeah. Build a greenhouse with a low carbon footprint.
Spread the word daily about industrial hemp as a saving grace and replacement for fossil fuels.
There you go.
I changed my whole life, sold everything, built a net positive home, ride a bike, grow veggies, and built a four-season greenhouse.
Nice.
No more meat.
Buy less plastic packaging.
Sir, could we ask you what you're motivated to write on this board?
I wrote one already, but I'm going to do a second one to try to convince us to grow more environmental groups and to convince the corporations to stop polluting so much on that's affecting the global climate.
And what is your name?
Glenn Summer.
My name's Skylar.
How old are you, Skylar?
I am 11 years old.
And so you're busy at the sign-making station?
Yes.
What's the message you want to share?
Well, I want to share that fracking's really bad for our environment because we rely on all our water. Water is basically our life. So.
What is the sign you're working on right now?
Well, this sign right now is about how it's in our hands to make sure our environment is not full of oil.
And are you from Peonia?
Yes. I've lived here my whole entire life.
And do you hope to continue to live here?
If the fracking doesn't get too bad.
Okay. Anything else you want to share with people?
Well, just if you want to frack, don't frack.
Climate activist Peter Kolbenschlag addressed the crowd with words of hope and an announcement.
Transition is on our side, and a transformation is sweeping through the world. Keep hope central to activism and in our communities. We don't want to peddle hopium, but include solutions, some action to take, even a small way forward. Hope is lighting a candle rather than cursing the darkness, and it's sharing in the power of being one of many with candles, and the faith that there's people and crowds with candles all over the world. We don't always see them, but they're there, and we're among them. Next Sunday, I'm organizing Rally for the Valley, which is at Delicious Orchards, and that event will be kicking off a multi-state project called the Jordan Cove Rocky Mountains to Pacific Coast Community Resistance from Extraction. That's us, we're the extraction part, to export. That's the folks in Oregon. Anyways, the idea behind this project is to connect communities that could be impacted by this new gas export scheme that's being cooked up down in Oregon, and that could drive more fracking and drilling up here.
The event concluded with a parade led by musician and retired Colorado Geological Survey geologist David Noe, who expresses concern about the instability of land surrounding the parcels under consideration for the lease sale.
There's nothing like ending an event with a parade, right?
Yeah!
Yeah, and so a parade is kind of a march, right? And so people are ready to march and move, right? But a parade is also a dance. So we're gonna march and dance around this park. And what I want you to do is join me and be part of a community with it. And let's have fun and let's get those juices flowing so then we'll go home and write those letters, right?
Awesome.
Okay, let's do it.
Commenting on the Bureau of Land Management's environmental assessment for the remaining North Fork parcels ends Tuesday, September 11th. Rally for the Valley is on Sunday, September 16th at Delicious Orchards in Hotchkiss from 4 to 7. Carpooling is encouraged. For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, September 11th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.